That's toast. Just toast.
Slice five. What we got, Matt?
Slice up your life.
Slice up
big
your life.
Big contender today, boys.
I don't know, where have we got? We've got... I can't read that. New York Bakery Sesame Buns. Apparently the real deal, deliciously soft and chewy, boiled and baked bagels.
Oh, bagels. Bagels.
I love some sesame on their buns, mate.
Delish. I think we should own up now and admit that the bagels normally get high scores.
Bagels
arguably
are
the best scores.
Big carbs.
They
big
are
big in
carbs.
The carb world.
They
in
are.
The toasting community, they are probably the big Papa Don.
They're respected. They're well respected.
Globally well respected within the community, absolutely.
I don't think anyone doesn't like a bagel.
I don't know, there's going to be some muppet out there that can't stand them.
Well, they're not welcome here.
And they're probably not listening to this.
So,
well, yeah, we don't care about them. Because bagels are, they're divine.
They are.
But the question is, do we like them with sesame seeds on? We haven't done the sesame seeds bagels.
We haven't. When we get like a normal slice of bread, and it's got like, I said in a previous slice, maybe four, say four or something, like, or maybe it was two, I don't know. I like a bread like on the crust with stuff on it. It feels really fancy.
It does.
So I kind of feel the same over this.
You like some nuts on your crust.
I love some nuts on my crust. Some crusty nuts is what I...
Some seeds, I suppose these are seeds. They're not
they
quite...
They are seeds, yeah, they're not nuts, are they?
They may be of the nut-tasting family, but...
They are seeds, sesame seeds.
Sesame seeds, though, like, especially in a large amount, have, like, a taste to them. Could that ruin the taste of the bagel? That's the question, or is it going to improve
it?
I don't know, because at the end of the day, we're rating the same, like, the original New York Bakery bagel, just with sesame seeds on it.
I feel like it's like it changes what you can put on it. Like a plain bagel, you can put anything you like on it. Whereas the sesame flavour reduces the type of spread or filling.
Yeah.
Do you think it makes it savoury or sweet?
Savoury, definitely.
So sesame seeds make it a savoury bagel. You agree, Matt?
Yeah, I think so. One thing we need to be aware of, though, is when we're doing
this. How many
this
sweet
is...
bagels are you eating?
I don't know, I was pointing out.
Well, one thing we need to remember is when we do this, we've got to make sure we're eating the right section. Because the top half of a bagel tastes completely different
than
the bottom half.
Together, combined, it's a creation.
Cheers. But it's basically two episodes in one.
What, the top and the bottom?
Yeah.
We're not reviewing them differently.
No, it comes as one. But what he's saying is the individual pieces do, you know, they do... have their own feel to them.
Yeah, that's the same as like a roll, though.
As like a toast.
Well, the bottom slice on a roll is better than the top slice most of the time.
But you've got to combine them for that.
Muffin.
Yeah. Like we said before,
and
on
a hot
one of the
cross
previous
bun,
slices.
Mate. We've got to do hot cross buns. We can find some vegan ones.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
We've got to review some hot cross buns. Easter episode.
Yeah,
coming
like,
in April.
Crusts. The top crust's always better than the bottom one. But you wouldn't, you know, that makes the slice of bread as a whole, you know?
Yeah, right, should we go in?
These are hot, man.
They are.
Oh, he's going whole, top and bottom at the same time.
What are you doing? You can't do them both at the same time.
Oh,
top only.
Okay, I saw you making a little sandwich. I thought you were doing it as a...
I'm cutting it in half.
Ah, fair enough. All right, I'll go for just the top.
You can taste the sesame seed on it.
See, the bottom just tastes like bagel.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because there's not much... if any, seedage.
I like the addition of the seed.
I do. Yeah.
I love me some seed.
It's different.
It adds a different dimension, but it's still got that legendary bagel experience.
Mm. Does it add that dimension in a positive way? Do you think it overrides the carb?
I think it overrides. I think I prefer a plain 9 times out of 10.
I don't think I do.
I do enjoy a sesame. It's got the same doughiness and, you know, it's a New York bagel.
Mm. Can't go wrong.
It's a popular bagel.
If New York Bakery Company has a Twitter, we've got to drop them a line, because these are good.
They are.
These are really good.
We've got to try and rate these now. I think I'm just going to go straight in with a 7.9.
I really
like that. That's a top end on the Carbarb score spreadsheet.
I want to go higher.
Really?
You can't go into eights.
Unless you do 7.95, I'll accept that.
It's a bread sheet.
The bread sheet, not the spreadsheet. Yeah, good point. You know how we've tried a normal, like, store-bought loaf of bread?
Mm.
And then we've tried some, like, artisan bakery-type breads that are freshly made that day, or the day before. What's that artisan version of these? I want to try whatever that is.
You go to a bagel shop.
Yeah.
Like a bakery bagel shop.
A bagel shop. There are bagel shops.
Yeah, there's one in Bath that I went to. It was outstanding.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had, like, this... It was like a New York thing with like pastrami and all this like red cabbage coleslaw and all this amazing stuff in there with bagels they bake fresh on the day. I think, oh, they're just incredible. Maybe we should travel to Bath and review.
Yeah, we should.
I can't remember what it's called. It's probably just like the bagel
shop
or something like that. Yeah.
Imagine being a baker that loves bagels so much, you dedicate your shop mostly to just bagels.
They only do bagels.
They just do bagels. That's
it. I can't get anything else.
Imagine being that guy. That would be quality. Like, I want to start a business. Oh, cool. What is it? I'm just going to make bagels, but they're going to be good.
The fillings are so good as well, though.
Yeah, I bet.
I think they do like a pulled pork with like a apple kind of thing in it as well.
If we go there, like, we could do like an episode. Or we could do like 50 before the Carbarb
bagels. On tour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We could do
travel
like
around the UK, finding like local, traditional carbs that they eat.
Yeah, that'd be good. We're not going to run out of bread-based products anytime soon. But when we do, we absolutely
we
should
can
do
go
that.
To fucking Ireland and eat some potato cakes if you like.
Yes.
Right. I don't even know if they're popular in Ireland. It's just because they're potatoes.
Not even the Irish one.
I'm going to the ratings board.
I've given it 7.9.
It's going to be controversial.
You're not going above an 8.
I'm going 8.1. Because I'm big on that. I am big on that. That was really good.
No, I'm with Matt. It's
7.9. 7.9. That's respectable score.
For me, the
all
sesame
round.
Seed just pulls it down a bit because it's not as versatile as a plain bagel.
It's not as versatile, but
I prefer a plain bagel.
But as its own product, it's just, you know, the spread on it, straight out of the toaster, hot.
Yeah, it was good.
That was good. Yeah.
We had peanut butter on it.
Yeah, that would go nice.
Crunchy as well.
Always.
So you got the crunch of the seed and the peanuts.
Dear vegan, please cover your ears, but cranberry sauce and bacon and that would be delicious. You can even get like a sausage pate type thing.
I think
that would like
be better in
Mac.
A plain one, though. Don't you think the sesame would be a weird taste?
No, I don't think so. I think that would go really well.
Fair enough.
I'll try that.
Bacon bagels are good.
Where was this purchased?
It was only purchased at a Morrison's garage.
You can get it pretty much anywhere.
You can get them anywhere.
Yeah, they're in.
Do you know how much it was?
It was £2 for £2. So we got the sesame seeds and the originals.
And the original. Are we going to do the original next time?
I think we should.
Yeah?
I know we have reviewed them in the past, but we haven't done them as a slice. So
no, we haven't recorded it.
So we should record it and get that out of there.
Yeah. We should, I suppose, say that we've got like... What, 60 maybe? Maybe more than
I'd
that?
Argue more, yeah. I would guess it's more than 60 bread products.
Yeah, we've been doing this stupid fucking idea for months now. And we still love it because we get to eat loads of bread. So yeah. We thought, why not record it?
The carbs.
All right.
We need a crumpet episode.
We do need a crumpet episode.
Yeah. And breakfast muffins. We haven't done breakfast muffins. Yeah. Not on recording.
And
I think once we...
tech products.
Waffles.
Waffles, yeah.
Yeah, man. We love waffles.
I think we need a full, like, 1 to 4 or 5 of top Carbarb products.
In an
like
infographic.
Bagels, toast, crumpets, muffins.
Oh, okay.
no fucking potato cakes.
Well, they got to go on.
Like,
there'll
be you can rank your top five carb half.
Exciting. Right, should we wrap up for this episode?
Yep. You can do the
laptop. Oh, I thought it was...
I think the laptop's just locked. It should still be recording. If not, we finish early. You might as well wrap up now, just in case it is still recording.
Oh, I'm wrapping up. Okay, well, yeah, cheers for listening. And carbs out. That's not a finished, like, that's not an ending. Like, come on, give me something better than that. Come on.
What do you mean?
Carbs out.
I didn't say carbs out. You said carbs out.
But I mean, it's stupid.
You can cut it, can't
you? Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to leave all this shit in.